For Vermont Public, this is The Frequency. I'm Lola DeFore, filling in for Mitch Wortlieb. It's Thursday, February 20th, and here are today's headlines. Republican Governor Phil Scott wants the legislature to functionally dismantle Vermont's landmark emissions reduction law. Scott is asking Democratic lawmakers to repeal a provision in the Global Warming Solutions Act that requires the state to hit a key emissions reduction target by 2030. Manchester Representative Kath James is the Democratic chair of the House Committee on Energy and Digital Infrastructure. She says she worries Scott's proposal could slow progress on climate action and make it harder for Vermonters to transition away from expensive fossil fuels.
And the longer we delay on it, or the more we slow our pace, the more that we're sort of tethering Vermonters to a really price volatile, unpredictable, unsustainable fossil fuel economy.
Scott says he'll present lawmakers with an alternative plan to reduce greenhouse gas emissions after the next election. Support tech, office, and maintenance workers at Brattleboro Memorial Hospital have voted to form a union. The result still needs to be certified by the National Labor Relations Board. After that, the union can collectively bargain on behalf of more than 200 employees. Among them is Deanne Thomas, who's been working as an environmental services aide at the hospital for more than 8 years. She says she and her colleagues want to have better communication with management about their needs.
You know, more of a livable wage. Things have not been any less expensive.
Hospital officials said in a statement, quote, "While a third party adds a layer of complexity to administrative operations, we respect the outcome and will continue to act in good faith." Officials say research activities will continue as normal at the University of Vermont, despite threats from the Trump administration to cut federal funding for medical research. Executive orders issued earlier this month would reduce grant funding from the National Institutes of Health by limiting payment for things like lab upkeep, utility bills, and administrative staff, which add up to millions of dollars. That executive order has been paused by a federal judge. So has another order aimed at limiting research related to race and gender. Kirk Dombrowski, vice president for research at UVM, says every presidential administration has different research priorities.
We are likely to see some changes in emphasis at various funding agencies. That's not an uncommon thing. And we'll adjust to those and pivot the way we have with every new administration since the 70s.
Dombrowski says one research project at UVM has been terminated by another university that is the primary grant holder. Several others are on pause. And Rock of Ages, the Barrie-based granite quarry and manufacturer, announced they have closed the site's visitor center, ending public access to the quarries and self-guided tours as of last month. In an update shared on their website, Rock of Ages says the decision was made to prioritize visitor safety as well as the integrity of their facilities. The Rock of Ages Visitor Center was built in 1962, attracting over 100,000 visitors each year by 1967. Coming up, the two candidates vying to become Rutland's mayor will be familiar faces for many voters. Vermont Public's Nina Keck will break down the race after this. Rutland's mayoral race has taken several twists this month. Members of the city police department say false statements made by one of the candidates negatively impacted the department's contract negotiations. Local unions have weighed in, and as Vermont Public's Nina Keck reports, the work history of the two men running colors the race as well.
Rutland Mayor Michael Dungis and his challenger Henry Heck are well known in Rutland, and both men describe their relationship as professional. But there's no love lost between the two. Heck, a 63-year-old Rutland native, was a manager at Applebee's and a city alderman when former Mayor Christopher Louris tapped him to be city clerk in 2008. Heck held that position for more than 14 years, until Dungis dismissed him shortly after being elected mayor in 2023.
As mayor, you get to build your cabinet, and the people that were in line with my vision stayed, and the people that were not, aren't here anymore.
When I asked Heck for his side of the story, he shrugged.
That's Mike's decision.
But now, Heck, who was reelected to the Board of Aldermen last year, says it's time for Dungis to go.
Well, I can tell you this. I'm definitely not a disgruntled employee, but Mike is part of the problem.
Heck says taxation and crime are the two biggest issues affecting Rutland. He says his supporters are upset by the city's response to homelessness, talk of moving the library, and traffic flow changes made to local roadways. Instead of returning a more than $500,000 surplus to taxpayers in 2023, Dungis created five new municipal positions, including an executive assistant. According to Heck, that's just not sustainable.
We are going to out-tax the normal Vermonter who wants to be here. They are not going to be able to afford to live here.
But while Heck talks a lot about the high cost of living in Vermont, he doesn't offer many specifics as to what he would cut or how he'd tackle Rutland's challenges, except to say he'd do a better job as mayor, making locals feel heard.
Really going into the neighborhoods, knocking on doors, asking people what they're doing, meeting them within their little communities or in their neighborhoods, and to let the bad guys know that they're not welcome here.
Michael Dungis, the 44-year-old incumbent with a background in tech sales, says after 2 years as mayor, he's just getting started on his mission to make Rutland more welcoming, affordable, and exciting.
Yeah, we focused heavily on certain initiatives, and one of them is housing. Housing drives economic development in this community. Housing drives lower rent prices if we have more of it.
Dungis says the city was able to bring in $8 million of state funding for a program called Roofs Over Rutland.
This allows people to get low-interest loans to invest in market-rate and above-market-rate housing. And the idea is we're bringing investment to the city without costing the taxpayer any money.
He says 6.5 of that $8 million has already been applied for. Dungis says his office is also focused on public safety.
What people don't necessarily know is that in the mayor's position, all we can do here with our police department and our public safety entities is really follow the law.
So Dungis says he's lobbied state lawmakers for retail theft initiatives that add teeth to repeat offender laws and minimum sentencing guidelines for crimes involving certain drugs that he says have become rampant in Rutland. Policing Rutland became a flashpoint in the mayoral race earlier this month. Heck, whose blue pickup has a pro-police thin blue line flag flying from the back, made disparaging comments about a local police officer and alleged salary demands during a campaign interview. This audio of Heck comes from a Facebook Live ride-along event streamed by Rutland City Patrol, a community watch group.
Yeah, these guys, you know, in regards to their new contract, they want to be paid for 60 hours and work 40 hours.
Yeah, it's not going to be good, right?
Those comments and others Heck made outraged members of the police department who were in the midst of contract negotiations with the city. At a Board of Aldermen meeting the next day, Police Chief Brian Kilcullen said Heck's comments had the potential to erode trust in his department.
Alderman Heck's claim is untrue, irresponsible, inappropriate, and contrary to his oath as a member of the board to present things truly as they come to his knowledge.
Heck has apologized for the comments, but disputed police union claims that what he said as a member of the Board of Aldermen had derailed contract negotiations. Meanwhile, Michael Dungis recused himself from the incident, but said any time the city was negotiating a contract, it was important for officials involved to maintain confidentiality. Last week, unions representing more than 130 Rutland municipal and school department workers announced they were endorsing him. For Vermont Public, I'm Nina Keck.
Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. We had additional reporting from Peter Hirschfeld, Lexi Krupp, Elodie Reed, and Nathaniel Wilson. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelin, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Lola DeFore. Talk to you later.